Thanks, Dennis. Tonight we're going to open our new season of live studio broadcasts with a program of violin duos, and our guests are Jasmine Lin and Wayne Lee. Composers to be heard from this evening will be Louis Spohr, Béla Bartók, Jean-Marie Leclerc, Sergei Prokofiev, and to begin, Georg-Philipp Telemann, specifically Telemann's Gulliver Suite. Telemann was an incredibly prolific composer who took great pride in creating music with wide appeal. And with this goal in mind, he began publishing a magazine intended for amateurs. Now, at this time, the word amateur had a rather different connotation for most, namely, anyone who was passionate about making music. Anyway, in one issue of this magazine can be found a suite for two violins, inspired by what was then, in 1726, a hot new bestseller by Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels. The book told of Captain Lemuel Gulliver and his fantastic sea voyages and subsequent shipwrecks on lands belonging to some rather remarkable variations on humanity. Telemann's musical portrayals, however, were not always audible. Sometimes you had to see the score to appreciate his approach. For example, the Chaconne, which is often in three-quarter time, is performed by the tiny Lilliputians in 3/32, and 128th notes are to be found in abundance. Well, you get the idea. The sections of the suite are as follows: Intrada, Chaconne of the Lilliputians, the Gigue of the Brobdignagians, Daydreams of the Lilliputians and their attendant flappers, and Lure of the well-mannered Hornihims and Wild Dance of the Untamed Yahoos. So here are Jasmine Lin and Wayne Lee to open their live recital tonight with the Gulliver Suite by Telemann. Thank you. Music by Georg Philipp Telemann, his Gulliver Suite. And we have a program entirely of violin duos tonight, live from WFMT, with Jasmine Lynn and Wayne Lee. And our next duo is by one of the greatest violinists of the 19th century, Louis or Ludwig Spohr, his dates being 1784 to 1859. He was also a conductor of considerable reputation and an early champion of Wagner's music. He wrote a large number of works for his instrument, and many of those were duos, which date from all periods of his creative life. The Opus 67, number 2, was written in 1824. There are three duos concertantes in this set. Number 2 is in three movements, and annotator Robin Golding provides this description of each. The first is in sonata form with two well-contrasted themes, one rhythmic and energetic, the other suave and Beethoven-ish. The second movement is a ternary form larghetto in B-flat major in Siciliano style. The final movement is an exuberant rondo with two quasi-fugal episodes. Here then, the duo in D major, Opus 67, number 2, by Louis Spohr, played for us by Jasmine Lynn and Wayne Lee.
Thank you.
Wayne Lee and Jasmine Lynn, our violin duo tonight, performing music by Louis Spohr, the duo concertante in D major, opus 67, number 2. Next up is music of Béla Bartók on our program live from WFMT. Bartók and Kodály spent many happy years together traveling the villages and countrysides of Eastern Europe, collecting and recording folk songs. What they heard became a valuable resource for them throughout their creative lives. When Bartók created his 44 duos in 1930 and 31, he drew heavily upon this material. The set came about as the result of a request from a German violin instructor by the name of Erich Dolflein, who first asked Bartók if he would mind if some of the piano pieces, grouped under the title For Children, were arranged for violin duo. He didn't like that idea. But a year later, he did create a new set of duos just for the violins. Of the completed pieces, Bartók wrote the following. Each of these is built up on a peasant melody, with only two exceptions, which are marked at appropriate points. They have all been arranged, as far as possible, in order of difficulty. In performance, however, it's not necessary to keep to this order. A selection of the pieces may be performed in a single group or in several groups, following on without a break. By the way, we're going to hear one of those exceptions tonight, the Romanian Whirling Dance. It's an original tune by Bartók, but it is in folk style. Here's the listing of pieces to be heard this evening. The Prelude and Canon, the Dance from Marmaros, Bride's Farewell, Romanian Whirling Dance, Pizzicato, New Year's Song, and Transylvanian Dance. Selections from the 44 duos by Béla Bartók, played by Wayne Lee and Jasmine Lynn.
Thank you.
some of the 44 duos for two violins by Béla Bartók with Wayne Lee and Jasmine Lynn. Beginning with the prelude and canon, then the dance from Mara Maros, the bride's farewell, Romanian whirling dance, pizzicato, New Year's song, and finally, Transylvanian dance. These fine artists will be back with us in a moment with music of Jean-Marie Leclerc and Prokofiev. But first, we'll take a break and go to Dennis Moore. Thank you, Dennis. And we are, in fact, back in the studio with Jasmine Lynn and Wayne Lee. They have just switched parts. Before, we were hearing Wayne on the left and Jasmine on the right. And for the second half of the program, it's the other way around. Hope that doesn't confuse anyone. Why do you switch parts on certain pieces, folks? Is this something you have just come to an agreement on? You enjoy a certain part and go for it?
Just decided to split the program in half.
Okay, simple enough.
Yeah.
Some explanations are very simple, and that's just fine. performing as a duo, is that something that you guys can do often or rarely? Or?
Well, I just joined the Formosa Quartet just a few months ago, which we're both a member of. So this is my first time playing a duo program with Jasmine. In general, as violinists, we don't get to play programs entirely made up of violin duos that often, so this is a really fun opportunity.
And does it present any new challenges that, you know, you wouldn't ordinarily come across doing it this way?
Because the parts are so exposed, they're two, and I think all of the pieces that we're playing, they're two equally virtuosic parts.
Mm-hmm.
So in that sense, just in terms of the number of the notes and the difficulty of the notes, it's a little bit more challenging than a quartet, playing in a quartet in that sense.
Yeah.
Of course, quartet playing presents other challenges.
Sure. And what about the way the two of you blend or don't blend? Is there a difference in terms of the way you approach this sort of an ensemble as opposed to playing in a quartet?
Well, I suppose it's a little bit easier to blend since it's two violins and there's only two of us.
It's easier to hear.
It is easier to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using my other violin, my other with a capital O violin. I think the timbre of this violin matches Wayne's a little bit better.
Ah, okay. Now, in terms of choosing repertoire for a program like this, is that a difficult thing? There aren't that many pieces, are there, for duo violin that have been written?
Certainly not like, you know, the string quartet repertoire, but we actually arrived at a program pretty quickly.
Quickly, yeah.
And we're doing one of the major two violin pieces in the Prokofiev.
We actually had to pare down. We left out something that we really wanted to play. There's some good stuff out there for mm-hmm. for two violins. I think there's also...
Well, the Leclerc that we're about to play next, there's a number of those.
Uh-huh, right.
So we had fun choosing one. And Spohr wrote
sure.
many. So...
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the two of you? Besides playing together, do you guys have projects coming up individually that we should know about?
You go first.
I have to go first.
Get out your iPhone and your listing of dates, Jasmine.
My mind's a blank.
Your mind's a blank. Okay. Just wanted to give you guys this opportunity.
We're gonna.
Well, we have some quartet things coming up, but it's a few months away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
CCM is playing, is having a WC festival pretty soon.
Right. In fact, they'll be with us next week.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anything else? I guess
not.
That's a hard question. Don't ask us such hard questions.
Okay. Well, why don't you go back and play your instruments? How's that? Let's hear music of Jean-Marie Leclerc. Leclerc was born in Lyon in 1697. He died in 1764. Actually, he was murdered in 1764. Some believe by his wife. But you didn't know that. He studied in Italy. He was greatly influenced by Corelli, who was his violin teacher. He wrote two sets of sonatas for two violins, which were apparently very popular, given the fact of their numerous editions. The first set, Opus 3, dates from 1730. The second set appeared in 1747. There's considerable Italian influence to be heard in these works, as you might imagine, but their French character is easy to hear as well. The work we're about to hear is from the Opus 3 set. It's number 4 in F major. It has three movements marked Allegro assai, aria andante grazioso, and giga allegro moderato. Again, Jasmine Lin and Wayne Lee.
Thank you.
Jean-Marie Leclerc's Sonata in F Major, Opus 3, Number 4, played by Jasmine Lynn and Wayne Lee. They open their program tonight with The Gulliver Suite by Telemann. We then heard the duo concertante in D Major by Louis Spohr. That was followed by a set of the violin duos of Béla Bartók. Next up was Jean-Marie Leclerc's Sonata in F Major, Opus 3, Number 4. And just before the dueling fiddles, we heard Prokofiev's Sonata in C Major, Opus 56. Our thanks to these fine violinists for this great opening concert in our series of Monday night broadcasts from the Levin Performance Studio. Thanks also to our music producer, Mary Mazurek, and our associate producer, Andy Lamoureux. Next week, we'll have for you an all-DBC program with the Chicago Chamber Musicians. I'm Kerry Frumkin, host and producer of these broadcasts, hoping you'll be with us for that next Monday night at 8, when we will all be here with more music and performance live from WFMT.